So the Michigan House approved a bill from State Representative Mike Harris. It would prohibit local governments from imposing taxes on streaming services like Netflix or Disney Plus or Peacock, Hulu. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. certainly. And the argument is that the move would keep costs down for consumers to prevent unfair fees because, you know, there are taxes to cable because there's physical infrastructure there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, the argument is, well, there isn't any. All you do is buy a Roku and away
and
you stream.
Done.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it as part of our Capitol report today with Representative Mike Harris. Representative, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. I love being back. How are you guys?
We're well.
Let's talk about this. Where did this idea come from for you? Where was the genesis of this?
You know, this actually came up last session, and it died in lame duck. The Senate didn't take it in lame duck. And, you know, I started learning. It's a very convoluted issue. And, you know, it's kind of like pulling that little string on a sweater. It starts unraveling. And, you know, I started digging into this last session, and I've learned so much in the last couple of years. I'm like, we need to reintroduce this and get this across the finish line.
I know, because most people understand why cable companies might pay fees for using public rights of way, but why do you believe streaming services are fundamentally different?
Well, I think you guys nailed it earlier. You know, it's, you know, this act, the current act, was created because there's a disruption to municipal services, right? Cable companies may have to tear up roads, enter into people's yards, you know, go across municipal parks, things like that. They basically rent the use of that right away for their physical infrastructure. But you want to talk about things like, you know, Netflix or Hulu or like Dish Network, that's a satellite provider.
Right.
They don't have that same infrastructure. They're not disrupting municipal service. They just happen to send a signal through somebody else's infrastructure, similar to how we send signals for emails or YouTube or Facebook, you know, our social media accounts. All do the same thing. They send a signal that gets transmitted through somebody else's wires or fiber and end up at our homes.
So then where does this tax collection go once you tax on these streaming services? Who gets the money? Is that local governments?
So it would be the local government. So how it works right now is the cable companies basically act as a tax collector, right? These are taxes that are allowed to be passed through to the consumer, and then the cable company collects them and then gives them to the local government. They're franchise fees.
Okay.
Right? And so the same premise, the argument is the same premise would be held true for streaming services, where these would, you know, be collected by the streaming services and then remitted to local government that could be applied towards things. The big contentious thing is it's called PEG fees. So in these franchise fees, a portion of that is allowed to be used for things like local access television and things like that, which I think is a very valuable service, right? Mm-hmm. But the way the law is currently written, it only applies to cable.
Oh, so then my next question is, then where do you make up that lost revenue then for local municipalities that maybe have come to rely on this money? What happens then?
Sure. Well, I mean, just to kind of put it in context, so Waterford, where I'm from, back in 2014, I think they approximately $1.1 million is what they got from these franchise fees. And, you know, if we look at last year, I think they were at about a $300,000 reduction for that year. So, I mean, there has been a decline for sure in cable services. Now, that doesn't mean that we get to just willy-nilly reinterpret current statutes, right, to try and replace revenue stream because of that new interpretation. But I do agree that maybe there's a broader conversation that needs to happen on if we continue to see this decline. And I'm open to have that conversation, mm-hmm. but you know, my bill, all it does is correct what the argument is and the intent of the law. And again, we even reached out to the Michigan Public Service Commission that regulates this act, and they have for 19 years. And they even agree that this does not apply to streaming services. Mm. This current law only applies to cable. They said they've never applied it to streaming services, and they have no intention of applying it to streaming services unless there's a judicial or legislative direction to do so.
I know your bill received bipartisan support in the House, and, you know, I think, like, you know, bringing Republicans and Democrats together on this issue would be a no-brainer, because these taxes don't care if you're, you know, a Republican or a Democrat. It affects everybody.
I agree. And so, I mean, I'm from Oakland County. Oakland County averages about 5 to 6 streaming services per household. So imagine that. So you cut the cord with cable, right? And so, yes, the municipality may receive less money from your one household, but now they're going to tax you on 5 to 6 streaming services. I mean, just the back of the napkin kind of calculations on this, there's going to be a huge revenue increase, not necessarily just making up that lost $300,000.
Really interesting stuff. We're going to continue to follow it. Keep us up to date on it, will you, please?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Talking about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's Representative Mike Harris. Thank you.
The bill now heads to the Senate, and we'll see what conversations happen over there.
Yeah, but this is, you know, again, I appreciate his candor on the idea of, okay, well, we probably should have a broader conversation about the funding mechanism of this.
Right.
Look, I'm a big, try to keep as much money as you can. I don't try to let the government take as much more than they need to,
right?
Lower taxes for me.
Listen, man, people are trying to find ways to cut costs right now.
Right.
You know, looking for ways to
right.
cut costs.
But at the same time, then you've got the issues of, well, then your local government, which is the thing that impacts you the most on a daily basis.
Right.
Whoever the president is one thing. But your day-to-day is your local government.
Your local government, that's
and,
right.
And so if they are now running on the notion of they're getting X amount of dollars from this, and all of a sudden it's gone, well,
then what's the makeup?
Well, or what suffers?
Yeah.
What don't you all of a sudden not have money for that I've become accustomed to?
That's true.
Right? So that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the dichotomy. All right, we'll take a break. 8 o'clock hour coming up. Get you caught up on the headlines. A new data center report. Also, the USPBL. We got a sweet deal for you. And it's Name That Tune Day here on a Wednesday. It's coming up.